Welcome to NYC Now, your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Here's the morning headlines from Michael Hill.
Protests continue on and around the campus of Columbia University. As you just heard there, as school officials now require that students on its Morningside campus have a hybrid option for the rest of this semester. Iris Shung says she's a suspended Columbia student who was arrested last week.
It says that I was arrested because I was trespassing, but I was a fully enrolled student at the time. And since I have been suspended for my arrest. So I find that to be a logical fallacy.
Shung was back on campus protesting yesterday. Karen Lichbaum says she has relatives who attend Columbia. She says she counter-protested outside the gates of campus because she's long been concerned about anti-Semitism on campus.
It's boiled over now, so I am not shocked by it. I'm livid that it's gotten to this point.
Since last week, dozens of people have protested the school by occupying campus lawns to object to Columbia's investments with Israel. A new report says the effects of a rainstorm last September was exacerbated by New York City government's preparation and response. WNYC's Charles Lane reports on Comptroller Brad Lander's findings.
Lander says two-thirds of the city's catch basin cleaning trucks weren't in service, and emergency notifications went out to the public hours after the rain started. Lander also says Mayor Eric Adams didn't have an extreme weather coordinator appointed who could get all city agencies on the same page.
They did activate the flash flood emergency plan earlier, but that didn't then roll over into public communications.
The mayor's office disputes the report, calling it inaccurate. A spokesperson for the city says officials made media appearances a day before the storm and inspected catch basins.
The Knicks staged a desperate rally to go up 2-0 on the Philadelphia 76ers last night at the Garden, 104-101. Game 3 Thursday night in Philadelphia. The New York Rangers are back on Garden ice tonight as they try to take a 2-0 series lead against the Washington Capitals. And the New York Islanders lost again to the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday 5-3. They're down 2-0. Game 3 is Thursday on Long Island. 45 and clear now, sunny and 63 for a high with a slight wind to start us off today. And then tomorrow, a slim chance of showers by early afternoon, partly sunny, mid-60s and breezy, very spring-like. Then on Thursday, more sunshine and 56 for a high. It's 45 now.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, 3 times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.